Brings us to agenda item number 5, Donald and Mary Paget. Mr. Eversole, good morning.
Donald and Mary Paget request authorization to install approximately 50 linear feet of 5-foot-tall interlocking PVC sheet piling immediately adjacent to an exposed concrete house foundation situated at 347 Villa Road, adjacent to the James River in Surrey County. The project requires a beach and dunes permit. Project located on the south side of the James River in Surrey County in the town of Claremont. We're about 9 miles upriver from the Jamestown Scotland Ferry here. You see the Chickahominy River here. The Pagets recently completed construction of a house to replace a house that was destroyed in 2003 by Hurricane Isabel. The new house is constructed on pilings with a concrete slab covering the footprint of the structure. Due to its close proximity to the river, the sand underlying the slab is experiencing erosion during storm events. To control the erosion and prevent further undermining of the slab, the Pagets wish to install interlocking vinyl sheet piling immediately in front of and at the same elevation of the concrete slab. Surrey County's not adopted the coastal primary sand dune zoning ordinance as provided in the code. Accordingly, we're before you today to act as the wetland board to approve or review this project. Property's located. This is the property here on the James River, river frontage. Just a property plat showing lot 4. This is the property where the house is. The Pagets also own the beachfront property here. You'll notice there's an easement between these two properties which allows upland property owners access to the beach. Here's a plan view drawing. The James River's at the bottom of the slide. This is the concrete slab on which the house sits. You'll notice the close proximity to the river and the storm surge comes upriver and hits this side of the house. What they're proposing is to put vinyl sheet piling in front of that slab, vibrate it in, and put it down to the level of the slab. And they want to go across the front of the house and then up about 20 to 30 feet on the side. Here's a cross-section of the house. You see it sits on pilings. Concrete slab sits at that grade. These are the sheet pilings shown here. They want to vibrate down, interlocking sheet piling just at the level of the slab, just to protect the sand underneath. Here's a view. We're facing the river. Here's the corner where the storm surge, the wind, and the tide come up and start to undermine this slab. As a side note, you'll see this derelict pier has been removed and the Pagets are currently constructing a new pier in the same spot. Now we're looking at that eroding slab. You can see here where it's getting up underneath this temporary piece of concrete they've set there. Further up the side, and you can see on the slab there, that's the sheet piling that they proposed to vibrate in. Now we're in front of the house. The river's behind me. And you can see the erosion. We work our way toward the upriver side of the front of the house, and you can see it gets much less active here. And now we've turned the corner looking up the upriver side of the house, and there's very little erosion here. You'll note that the property next door, the house is a little farther back, but they seem to almost have a little bit of the same problem, more probably from wind than wave. And again, just a shot of the PVC piling that they, the sheet piling they would install. Staff discussed the project with Virginia Institute of Marine Science, who indicated that the project appeared to be warranted and that the installation of the sheet piling would result in minimal impacts. Staff conducted a public hearing for the project last Thursday here in our offices. The applicant and I were present. There was no comments from the public. However, I did receive a phone call from Mrs. Ramsey, the downstream adjacent property owner, on Friday, and she just really wanted to discuss the project and get a better idea of what it was all about. And she did not object to the project. Staff notes that there is current erosion and undermining of the current of the concrete slab, and it's our opinion that it will worsen over time during storm and high water events. Therefore, staff believes that the sheet pile wall is appropriate for this situation and that the impact of the proposal is minimal. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1408 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have, and the Pagets are here if there's any questions that I can't answer for you.
There are questions from the commission. I have a quick question, Mark.
Yes, sir.
What's the fetch at this location?
It's several miles. I would estimate probably 2-3 miles.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mark.
Sir.
The Pagets are here?
Yes, sir.
Would you please come forward, sir? Or one of you. Please raise your right hand. I need to swear in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Donald R. Pagett.
Welcome, Mr. Pagett, Mrs. Pagett. Is there anything that you'd like to add to the presentation that Mr. Eversole just gave?
Well, in the original building thing, it was supposed to have about a 4-foot wall down in the front of it, and the contractor didn't do it, so I didn't know it was going to do this. I felt like it was going to do it, but I wasn't sure. But anyhow, I got a permit to put up a dock, and while the guy was there, he suggested that I put this around the front for erosion underneath the foundation of the house. And all. So.
Any questions in the commission?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir. That was easy, wasn't it? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Tankard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously, and this project is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming all this way. Have a great day.
Not only y'all, the girls too. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.